Welcome to the Study with Andrea podcast. I'm your English trainer, Andrea Giordano, and I'm so glad you've joined me today. It's spring in Tennessee where I live, and I couldn't be happier. Oh my goodness, you guys, I do not like winter. I hate wintertime. I try to be happy about it because it's a time to be with family and celebrate Christmas, but as soon as December 26th arrives, I am ready for spring. Give me the hot weather and the humidity. I love it all. In the Northern Hemisphere, which is the half of the world that is north of the equator, we experience spring from March 21st until June 21st. It's our season right after winter and before summer. So right now, I'm looking out my window to watch the sun shining and the trees blooming with new leaves. I can even hear birds chirping in the background. It's just the most exciting time of year for me. I love spring. And because I love spring so much, I thought I would share 10 springy words and expressions for you to use. I imagine these words will have you dreaming of birds chirping and the sun shining on your face. So even if it's not warm where you live right now, hopefully you feel the sunshine of spring. So first of all, of these 10 words and expressions, let's do number one, spring fever. Guys, I have spring fever. So you may not know what spring fever is, but let me give you a hint. It's not a sickness. So you probably know what spring means because I just explained it. And you probably know what a fever is. A fever is when your temperature in your body is too high when you're sick, right? But together, what does it mean? It's very different. Spring fever is the feeling you have at the end of winter when you suddenly want to be outside. You don't want to sit still, you're tired of staying inside of buildings, and you just want to go and have an adventure outside. It's that feeling like, I can't sit still. I have spring fever right now, and maybe you know what that feels like too. Number two, spring cleaning. Guys, I'm going to admit something to you. When I was younger, I hated spring cleaning because in general, I hated cleaning. I didn't like taking care of a house, right? But now that I'm a little older, I actually enjoy cleaning my house, and I especially love spring cleaning. Spring cleaning is when the winter is over, and many people participate in spring cleaning. It's a time to put away winter clothes, because we don't need our coats anymore or our cold clothing and or our warm clothing in the cold. And then spring cleaning involves opening all the windows and cleaning the entire house. It's like a top to bottom cleaning of everything. Spring cleaning for me is so much fun. I love it. I love changing the season that way. All right, number three, spring break. Spring break is very common in America, where I live, but also in some other countries as well. It's when schools have a vacation in the spring. It's usually in March or April. Last week, my kids had spring break, and I know some universities are starting their spring breaks at the end of this month. It's usually 1 week long, and it's a time to enjoy the outdoor time or even take a trip. So that's spring break. Number four, spring forward. We just had spring forward in the US. It is daylight savings time. It's when we go to our clocks and change our clocks 1 hour forward. So it's during the warmer part of the year so that the evenings have more daylight and the mornings have less daylight. So we spring forward on one Saturday night and then our clocks are 1 hour ahead. I'm so interested to know if your country does this. So comment on this post if you are listening to this on studywithandrea.com, or just send me a message. You can find me on my email, Andrea@studywithandrea.com, or you can message me on my YouTube channel, which is youtube.com, and you can search for Study with Andrea, or you can message me on my Facebook group, which is ESL Basics. And just let me know. I'm so curious. Please let me know. Do you change your clocks in your country? We do spring forward in the spring and fall back in the fall. Number five, thaw. Thaw, spelled T-H-A-W. Thaw means to melt, or when snow and ice turns to water. This is the time of year where the snow and ice go away no more, and now the warm weather will come. So you can, it's a verb, and it can usually used as a verb. It can also be used as a noun. And you can also use thaw in a more general sense. So it doesn't just have to be about snow and ice. It can also be about warming up something that's been frozen, like chicken or steak. Number six, bloom, B-L-O-O-M. Well, let me tell you why I like this word, for a few reasons. The main reason is I was born in a town called Bloomington. It means a town that's filled with blooms. And what are blooms? Well, let me tell you, there is nothing more magical than watching a tree or plant bloom in spring. For months, that tree looks dead in winter, with no leaves, no flowers. And then all of a sudden, on a warm spring day, you can see it. Small beginnings of flowers all over the branches of the tree. That tree is blooming. So the verb to bloom means to produce flowers. And the noun bloom just means a flower. So you can say, that plant over there has 8 blooms. Or you could say, my tree is blooming. I can see, spring has arrived, right? Okay, number seven, bud, B-U-D. So a bud is related to bloom, that time of year where things are blooming. A bud is the small beginning of a leaf or flower. So you know the blooming process we were just talking about? Well, the first step in a bloom is a bud. Buds show up very small. They're almost like baby leaves or baby flowers, right? They're super small, and they're the first step for a new leaf or a new bloom, a new flower. Bud can also be a verb to describe the process of developing buds on a tree or plant. It's kind of difficult to see buds unless you're very close. So they're very small, and it's the start of a new leaf or plant. Okay, guys, number eight is hilarious. Are you ready to laugh? It's kind of funny. We use this. Yeah, it's kind of a funny idiom, and it's spring chicken. What is a spring chicken, you ask? Well, this idiom is hilarious, like I said. I want you to think about springtime on a farm. So think about those mother hens or those mother chickens laying eggs, and little tiny chicks are hatching or being born. So think about those tiny spring chickens. They're active, they're moving, they are bouncing and chirping and happy to be alive, right? They are brand new. So now think about how we might use the term spring chicken as an idiom. So spring chicken is used to describe a young person, not actually a chicken. So it means a person who is very young. And the most common time we use this idiom is when we want to talk about people who are not young at all. That's when we say something like, my grandpa is no spring chicken, meaning he's not young at all. He's very old, right? He's no spring chicken, right? Or somebody, yeah, I mean, I'm starting to feel like that. I'm no spring chicken anymore. I'm 37, right? So I don't feel like a spring chicken anymore. It's a fun one. I love using that one. You would surprise some native speakers. If you know that, that's like a really good one to know. Okay, number 9, April Fools. Actually, I should say it this way. April Fools. What does April Fools mean? Well, April Fool's Day is celebrated on April 1st. It's a day to play jokes and tricks and pranks on people. The idea is to have fun with other people by making up stories that aren't true to kind of mess with people or play with people. So for example, someone maybe, imagine you are in your house with all of your family there and you have a lottery ticket in your hand and you watch the numbers being called or you pull them up on your phone and you say, oh, I won the lottery! And you scream and everybody starts screaming and everyone thinks you've won the lottery. And then you say, April Fools! And they would know you were lying and tricking them. It's kind of mean, but it's kind of fun to play some tricks. And April Fool's Day on April 1st is the day where we really give everybody permission to do that. It's the day you want to try to trick other people. But make sure you're always doing it in a nice way, right? Okay, number 10. April showers bring May flowers. This is a long expression. Let's say it one more time. April showers bring May flowers. Well, first of all, let's talk about what a shower is in this scenario. A shower means rain in this scenario. So April showers, April rains bring May flowers. This English expression is used to talk about spring weather. The idea is that spring is usually rainy. There's a lot of rain in spring. And even though rain can be unpleasant or not very fun to experience, the positive end result is that after spring is over, flowers and trees will be blooming everywhere. So this rain has a purpose. It's worth it when there's a beautiful result. And that's the meaning of April showers bring May flowers. This expression can be used in a larger sense or a broader sense to talk about how sometimes difficult life experiences can bring positive outcomes. So if something really tough happens, you can tell yourself, well, April showers bring May flowers. Surely this difficult time will bring me something positive later. So that's it. Those are your 10 springy expressions. I hope you are springing into spring with me. Just comment below if you are on the site and you are commenting, listening to this post on studywithandrea.com, and you can put your practice sentences there under the post, and I will let you know if you are using this spring vocabulary correctly, okay? So go to this post about spring vocabulary at studywithandrea.com and write some sentences for me to check out and correct for you. Sound good? Awesome, you guys. I hope your spring is wonderful. And I want to invite you that if you haven't checked it out yet, I have just recently launched my newest course, Clear English Pronunciation, and it's at studywithandrea.com, or you can go to courses.studywithandrea.com. And guys, we just lowered the price. This used to be $49 and now it's on sale for $29. So if you go quickly, you can get that sale price at for this Clear English Pronunciation course. You guys, I'm so thrilled about it. Students are loving it so far, and I want to make sure that you have the opportunity to speak clearer English, so you can join me there. Awesome. Thanks for joining me each and every week at the Study with Andrea podcast. If you have not subscribed yet in iTunes, go ahead and click subscribe, or Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. Subscribe to the podcast. Leave me a review. I would love the feedback. Thanks, guys. Happy learning.